Welcome to episode 343 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing that has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Sandy, Lindsay, Donna, and George. On October 1st, the world's most magical celebration will commence when Walt Disney World celebrates its 50th anniversary. Throughout this incredible 18-month event, you'll discover classic Disney favorites and exciting adventures across the most magical place on Earth. Tonight, we're going to talk about what we know, what we don't know, and spoiler alert, there's a lot that we don't know, and what we hope to be happening during the 50th anniversary celebration. So let's get started. All right, so let's just talk about Disney making up words.
Can we just talk about how it's also going to be my 50th this year?
And mine.
I know.
Hello.
You young ones.
Yeah, but I don't think we're quite as important, and they're not throwing us that big of a party. So
I feel like it's all about me.
Oh, Lord. So, this podcast has already taken a turn.
Yeah. So that seems to be the word of the 50th anniversary, iridescence. What do we think about iridescence?
Somebody I know posted a picture of herself when she was pregnant in front of the castle, and now they just went with their like toddler and took the same picture. And seeing those like side by side of what they've done to the castle, I think it's really cool. I like the iridescence, like, you know.
Hey, anything's better than the birthday cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's getting new name badges.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's cool. I think the name badges look pretty.
I do. Yeah. And it's slight. It's not, when they first said they were going to have iridescent name badges, I thought they were going to be like mirrors, you know, where you can, but it's not. It's just like a little light, seems to be. I haven't seen one in person, of course, but yeah, with the castle, just back to that for a second. When they painted the castle, of course, half the Disney community is like, rah, 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 paint the castle. Rah, rah, rah. But I actually booked a theme park view room at the Contemporary against my better judgment, just because it was all that was left in February. And I've been in a theme park view before, and the castle really pops now. Like before, yeah, the blue castle against a blue sky, you'd be like, oh, I see the castle over there. But, you know, it kind of faded away. It didn't look nearly as grand as, and now it really pops.
Yeah.
It pops against the blue sky. It pops against a gray sky. I really like it.
Yeah, I do too. And George will appreciate this as a photography buff. It shows up so much better in the pictures. Like, 'cause I was a little iffy about it. And then I took a picture of it and I was like, oh, well, that's nice. It looks great.
It's almost like Disney employs artists and people with a good eye for color who decided that this would probably be a good idea.
Imagine that.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. But,
or Imagineers.
Yeah. So there's a few things that we know, and this iridescence is most of what it is, which doesn't seem like a really big deal, but they seem to be doing a lot with light, right? So they're the way they're lighting up the Magic Kingdom, they're alluding to pixie dust. They're going to sprinkle pixie dust, which I think we can all imagine what that probably will be like. And then they've got fireflies around the Tree of Life. Which, do we know, are those drones? Is that what they're using for that?
I think that's probably going to be, that seems like the technology they would use.
Yeah. I got the impression it was just LEDs on the branches.
That is that what it is?
Flicker.
Okay. Okay, B.
I mean, they have those fireflies in the bayou in Disneyland. You know what I'm talking about? The guy that designed the...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so anyway, fireflies and a warm light from the Tree of Life. And then George wrote these show notes. You copied this text right from Disney, didn't you? Because there's no way you wrote words like emanate and awash.
Hey, why reinvent the wheel?
Yes. So and they're lighting up the Hollywood Tower the Tower Hotel. But I think, and then at Epcot, they're doing a lot of lighting things. But then, of course, the new daytime show at Epcot. What is it called?
It's not Epcot Forever because that was the last one.
No, that's the last one.
Wow.
Something light. I mean, it was Illumination, so. But it's not.
But they had their barges out there practicing.
Yeah. So
Epcot
that actually.
Forever.
Epcot Forever is the that was the in-between show.
Beyond the world's most magic, the world's most magical. Oh. So I don't know. I
harmonious.
Harmonious. Thank you. I knew it was something like that. So evoking music, but that is actually starting October 1st. They've said that, right? Now,
why can't they start any of this just a little bit sooner?
And Remy's opening. I
thought it was starting before that.
It is. I told you at the beginning of the show, we don't know very much.
We're flying by the seat of our pants.
We've been paying attention, but I thought they said October 1st.
Well, this particular article says that they'd like it to be ready for October 1st, but I swear I heard some rumors that it was going to start sometime over the summer.
Well, that it could be.
I thought I had heard that too.
And they are, I mean, it looks like they're coming right along with it. When I was there in February, they were putting barges out in the water. And then Donna, you were there more recently, right? And they're building.
I was there in January.
Oh, okay. So before
me. And they're probably going to do a soft start because they're going to have to get it ready, right? They're going to have to make sure everything works correct. So.
Right. Well, and you know, there's nothing like a pandemic to kick off your 50th anniversary. So I think too, that's, they have to wait until they know that they can have gatherings of large crowds, right? You can't roll it out until it happens. So,
yeah, but we're getting there.
Yeah. So, and then Mickey and Minnie, still on the iridescent thing, Mickey and Minnie are going to have costumes. And it's interesting because when I first saw the costumes, they reminded me entirely of the Million Dreams costumes, the blue ones. But then looking at them again, they're definitely the iridescent, like purple and teal. And, you know,
I love that color.
Yeah, I think they're cute. I think they're cute. And you know, there's going to be ears. You know, there's
Of course there's going to be ears.
But you better buy them early because they're going to sell out.
Oh my God.
I'm going to have to get that little drum sound effect.
So bad.
I think there will be plenty. And honestly, I think I don't buy a ton of ears, but I bought the Year of a Million Dreams ears. I bought the Disneyland 60th ears. I will probably buy these ears too.
Yeah, but do you remember we all bought those Disneyland 60th and then I kept seeing them in Florida for years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Started seeing them in like the outlet store, but then I started seeing them like at Walt Disney World.
Okay, so not everyone.
So Sandy, we're gonna accidentally be there.
I know. Can you imagine? I mean,
accidentally didn't plan this.
Yeah,
I know.
Can't even happen.
Hopefully by then you know more about what's going on. And I wonder if Disney's sort of being tight-lipped about it. I mean, Disney's always really secretive, but I think some of it may be related to just not knowing what they can do at that point. And, you know, Disney never wants to do
it. Because the list of things that were supposed to be open for this that are not going to be open until 2022 is
long,
you know, saddeningly long.
Yeah. So let's go through the list just to be sad for a minute. Happy Remy's Ratatouille Adventure is actually opening October 1st. They said it. And, you know, we talked about this on a previous episode. That bad boy is ready. I think it's done.
Yeah. It's been ready for months.
I think it's done. So
I think there's going to be some lucky people at the end of the summer who are probably going to get to be the soft opening.
Maybe you guys.
Maybe. Yeah, hopefully.
Surely a couple of days before. And they usually with rides like this, they do like a cast member preview and then they do a like an annual pass holder and a DVC and stuff like that. So there should be, but this is the same attraction. Well, I assume it's the exact same, but maybe they've made some changes to it. That's at Disneyland Paris. And if you have ridden that, or then you already know what the technology is, sort of.
But also
Rise of the Resistance has a similar technology as well. And sort of Toy Story Midway Mania, kind of, where you are in free float. Toy Story has rails, so that's not fair. But you're on free floating on the ground. There's no tracks.
Like the Runaway Railroad.
Yeah.
Like that
so,
too?
Yeah.
So it's an exact clone of the Disneyland Paris one?
I do not know.
I'm curious. I wonder if it's going to have to, I don't know. I hope it's a little bit different.
I mean, it's not the same on the outside, but it's similar. Yeah. And actually I'm excited. There's a creperie that they've built there. I mean, they're adding a little bit of food and like, and now back in the back of France, you can walk back there now. There's bathrooms back there that are open. And so you can see why I think that it's totally done. But that actually looks like a little French neighborhood. I mean, it is adorable. It really is. You know, France has always looked like France, but But going back there, it looks like you just walked down a little side street in Paris. It's really cute. They still have fences up, so you can't actually walk into it, but you can see it from the skyliner.
I was gonna say we were picking on it from the skyliner. Quite yep. a bit.
Yep.
So the we're not gonna have the restaurant though.
Right. That's right. That's yeah, it doesn't look exactly the same. Okay. So but there's already restaurants there, so I'm sure yeah. that's probably didn't add anything.
So what else is, so we're not, Guardians is not going to be open until 22, right?
In theory. I mean, so that's what they're saying, but obviously there's been some building delays, right? Because of COVID. And so they stopped building some things, but it looks Guardians, they've been building that bad boy for a long time.
They have been, but the ride building is not the problem. The biggest problem is that they can't get the Guardians cast together to shoot the pre-show because Thor and Thunder
they were waiting for the script.
Yeah, Thor Love and Thunder isn't going to start recording until the end of the year. So they still have to shoot all the scenes for the ride once the cast gets together. So that's the big holdup from what I've heard.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Huh.
Well,
we do want the cast.
I mean, yeah.
Kind of makes the ride.
Yeah. So that that is slowed, and then the Tron coaster, which I was just sure they would open, and I really wanted them to because it's in Magic Kingdom, not in Epcot, and it would draw people. Like crowd control would be helped because people would split their time between Epcot instead of all just pouring into Epcot. But I did hear that they, if you can see that too, construction was pretty far along, but they stopped for a few months. They just stopped.
Yes. They were working on it in January. We were there. We saw the cranes working. Mm-hmm. And it's larger than, of course, I'm looking at it from the ground. It looks like it's larger than Space Mountain.
I mean, I could see it from Bay Lake Tower, that theme park view I mentioned. Did I mention I had a theme park view? And I think it's comparable, but I also can't, you know, you can't always tell where it is. Like I know where it is physically, but when you see it from that angle, it's not the same place. So.
And doesn't it have like inside and outside parts mm-hmm. to it?
If you haven't seen the ride through video, the Shanghai version,
I kind of want to be surprised. I don't know if I want to. It's like when we rode Hagrid's and I was completely surprised.
I always like to be surprised too, especially because sometimes they don't copy it exactly, and then you're like, wait, it didn't have this, or you know, that wasn't in the. George is like, I don't care.
George like spoilers. Nope, I usually watch like spoilers anyway. For movies and books, but
I don't even watch movie trailers. That is how I am.
Some movie trailers, they show you the whole dang movie.
Yeah, I'm like,
that you can just tell how everything's gonna go the entire time just from the trailer.
I don't like them, and still, my husband is like, oh, the trailer for such and so was out. I'm like, I'm not gonna watch it. I told you, I'm not gonna watch it. So the Moana Journey of Water and Play, what is that? I haven't even heard of that.
Okay, did you go into Epcot when you were there last time and see the preview center?
Yeah.
I didn't go in.
Okay, so there is I sat there and did the whole, there was like a bunch of different presentations, really cool, high-techy previews for things that are up and coming in Epcot there. And it looks like it's going to be some type of area for the...
For kids.
I still know zero more than I did 5 minutes ago.
I know, sorry. I can send you.
Is it over at Imagination? Are they doing it where that water feature was at Imagination?
I don't know, but that would be a cool place for it, but I'm not sure where they're putting it.
But they've already got the plumbing at Epcot for all the water stuff, so...
Where is it?
It would make sense to have it in the water area.
Okay, so this lush exploration trail will invite guests to meet and play with magical living water, just like Moana's friend, the ocean. Water will have a personality of its own, helping guests learn how to protect the natural water cycle in a fun and engaging way. It is not a ride.
Okay. And I think they're going to have a Moana meet and greet over there too, I think was the plan.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, I'm interested. I mean, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And then the Space 220 restaurant. Jeez. This thing was supposed to open like...
It's going
to
be like Space 2030. They're going to have to rename it.
Yeah, that's one. I mean, I get it. I think it was supposed to open. Wasn't it supposed to open?
It was supposed to open like 2019.
19, right? Yeah. So this thing better be amazing inside, because really there's no excuse for it not to have opened. You can't blame 2020 for this one.
Well, they do need to open more stuff because they need, like, the shows and stuff need to come back so they can spread the crowds around a little bit better. Mm-hmm.
So what was interesting, so I was there with Lindsay in November, and then I went with my own family in January, and just in the time between when we went in November and coming in January, they'd already taken some of the walls down.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Right there around around that area in Epcot where they're building that huge monstrosity of buildings.
I don't know. I was, what month is it? I was just there in April. And I don't even know anymore. I was just there in April with some friends, and I have to say that I feel like they put more walls up. I don't know if it's just the area I was trying to go. Like, they just moved around. I felt like I was doing a 5K trying to walk from one side of Spaceship Earth to the other. It was insane. I'm like, walking for days.
Yeah, I do feel you there.
The middle part was, I think they moved walls. I think there were walls that came down, but then they put up some other ones for sure. Because that whole middle section,
that definitely may be true.
Did you guys see that Club Cool will be coming back?
Yeah.
No.
Improved, right?
I guess, but yeah, my kids were so excited whenever I told them that.
Bigger and better. Yeah.
Go get some Beverly.
Get your Beverly. Yeah.
It'd be better if they start doing the drinks like they do at the top of the Coca-Cola building at Disney Springs. They have that bar up on the roof.
Mm.
Beverly's Revenge. That's what I
think. That is something that I do expect would take a while, though, to come back just because of COVID. Like, anything that has sort of self-serve and common serving, that I totally get that slow. And that's sort of where I am with the Space 220 restaurant. It's a table service restaurant. It must have like an actual solar system in it, their building. Cause I just don't see what it takes so long. I mean, I'm not an expert by any means, but it does sort of make you wonder if, what's his name? What's the guy from Hell's Kitchen? Gordon Ramsay was in there yelling at people, right? It's like something went terribly wrong with this process. So, now one thing that's not on here, but that is coming in 2022 is the new Star Wars hotel.
Yeah.
Super excited. And that really does seem to be coming along. I mean, they're starting to show more previews of it. We're starting to get previews of the cabin space, previews of some of the tech that they're using, the lightsabers that they're planning on using. So I think that will come back, and it's interesting because I wondered how long it would be delayed because of COVID, because it is an interactive experience. You're talking to people and interacting, and but it looks like they're on track to bring it in next year. So yeah, my plan is to link it with my Disney Wish sailing in June and have a cruise space. And
you're just going to spend all your money.
Totally spending imaginary money in my head. I think actually if it does open up, we would have to cancel the cruise.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to do it.
Yeah, I do too. I do like the fact that, but you can't, but you can't leave.
Yeah.
You can't leave. You're there the entire time.
Yeah, but you go out to Galaxy's Edge and apparently quite possibly in costume. I'm excited about this. Like, this is like live action role playing. To the T. It's amazing. I'm so excited.
So they were hiring a pastry chef for Space 2020 in February of 2021. There was job posting.
Really?
I mean, maybe they're holding it. Maybe they're like, this is total speculation. We have no crystal ball, but what if they're going to surprise everybody with that opening?
I wouldn't be surprised. And I would think that they wouldn't do that until, that's the other thing is, if they could if they could open it today, would they? Because with capacity rules and everything, that just might be tricky. So they may be waiting just until. But again, you can't blame 2020 for it because it should have been ready, you know, a year before that all happened.
Well, I wonder if there's like, I know they had issues with the, like the cast members who were parts of, like actors guilds and stuff like that. So I wonder if they're having trouble getting it staffed up and getting people in the character, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
Epcot just has so many table service restaurants. with capacity so low, do they need another one open?
Oh, I think they definitely need more restaurants open. Yeah.
And I don't think capacity is as low. I mean, I hopefully Disney won't slap my hand for saying this, but the last report was they were at 35%. That was in November. I will bet you lots of imaginary money that
they're just not. I would bet you there is no way. I was there in April. There is no way. I'd bet a lot of things. There was no way it was 35%.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. Yeah. It's not.
No. I think they're still being safe. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I think they're just upping that number and not telling people what it is.
So what else do, I mean, we know about, that's really it. Remy.
So the Disney Park Pass theme park reservation system is going to stay. Mm. Do you guys think Fast Pass will come back? When will it come back?
No, because if you looked at the announcements that came out today about Avengers Campus, they're going to be doing the virtual queue for the new Spider-Man ride now too.
Yeah.
So I think they're just going to keep expanding, no Fast Pass, and they'll just keep expanding these virtual queues to other rides.
And then I wouldn't write off a paid Fast Pass.
You're right. I wouldn't either.
I wouldn't
play.
Well, that's depressing.
Yeah.
It's going to
But at least there's lots of new exciting things coming. I'm really.
I mean, I'm still going.
Clearly, none of us have stopped going.
No, and not to be negative about it at all, because actually it is very exciting. And 50 years, I mean, this is a significant part of Americana. This is like, this has been the center of American life for 50 years now, and really longer than that, because Disney, you know, Disney's legacy was, you know, started 50
Disneyland.
Wow, really?
So, their 65th last year, you know, when they were closed.
But with the one of the restaurants on the new Disney Wish is 1923. I mean, that's sort of, you know, it goes all the way back. And so you really do have this 100 years of history, of American history. And, you know, America's only like 275 years old or whatever. I didn't do the math fast enough, but it's between 200 and 300 years old. Yeah. So that's half of its life has had Disney in it. So, it's a big deal. And I do think that we're going to see more and more, you know, we decided to record this tonight and just go ahead with it because we don't know when more information will come out. And some of that I do think is related to sort of the world getting back to normal, but it's worth talking about already. And I think in a normal year, we would know a little bit more than we do right now.
We also know
that as soon as they said October 1st is going to be the start of the celebration, the Magic Kingdom
sold out.
Park passes were gone. Yeah.
Yep.
Like almost instantly. So we also know that it's going to last longer. It's going to be 18 months of celebrating. So if you can't make it there on the first, you've got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
And frankly, from your friendly neighborhood, I hate people person, I don't recommend going on the first anyway. Give it a little bit. And you know, a lot of these rides aren't opening until 2022 anyway. So I think even planning a visit in late 2022 is wise. Yeah. I think some of these will open in the summer because that's what they do. They open things in the summer. And so they open things random times of the year too, but summer is a very popular time to roll out new stuff. So yeah, if you really want to get as much of the new stuff as possible, start thinking about maybe like November of next year. Call your travel agent.
Yeah.
Outlander travel agent.
Yes. More specific. So has anybody heard anything else? Any other rumors? So we've talked about Fast Pass. We don't know if it's coming back or not.
I haven't heard anything, but I'm really hoping they do bring dining back sometime soon.
There's some educated guesses we can make. Like they're probably going to have special food and snacks in every single park celebrating.
Oh, yes. Cupcakes for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe there'll be an anniversary Dooney and Burke.
and there's probably going to be a Dooney and Burke and a Pandora charm, I bet. And there's probably going to be some, what are those bangles called? It's bracelets.
Oh, Alex and...
Something and Annie.
Yeah.
Alex and Annie.
They usually do some sort of rum drink too, don't they? Like they did the Dole Whip and then like it seems like festival they come out with some sort of
So they come out with new food. There's probably going to be some food booths. No,
because they're going to do their festivals as normal. Yeah. Do you remember? So thinking back, like I went to the 25th anniversary celebrations, and I also did the Million Dreams, Year of a Million Dreams, and they had like they would have they had a blue glowy ice cube drink for the Year of a Million Dreams. Like there's usually some sort of signature cocktail that you can get almost anywhere where you can buy alcohol. And there's always a non-alcoholic version of it as well. So maybe they'll have something that's iridescent. Like a unicorn latte.
I think there's going to be an iridescent popcorn bucket that grown adults are going to fight in the street over.
Mark her words.
Or maybe a new nighttime parade.
It's exciting.
Sorry.
Yeah, and another night, maybe. Yeah, and I think it's exciting how they really did iridescence, tying in the light and shining a new light on each of the parks with the new permanent lighting and Spaceship Earth and the new. I think I love how it kind of tied in across all of the parks. So I think it's going to be exciting. I think, yeah, it's going to be too many people probably for even me, who is a people person, but I'm definitely, I don't want to miss
We're
it.
Doing so it anyway.
We're doing it anyway.
That's what Sandy said about that whole rafting hiking excursion too, Lindsay. I'm just going to
We're doing it anyway. No, she just lied about that. She said she said it was going to be miserable.
So. All right. Well, does anybody have any other crystal ball predictions for this?
I predict that Lindsay and I will be there on October 1st. So.
We're going to have little signs out front of Magic Kingdom, like trying to buy bootleg. This is not.
I predict that the Star Wars Hotel is going to be very, very expensive.
Yes. Yes. Didn't they already announce pricing for that?
Nope.
That's it, Donna. Go out on the ledge.
That was a rumored price. I heard a rumored price.
That are probably somewhat accurate. I mean, there are people who know things. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're definitely looking forward to the 50th anniversary. We're sad that more stuff isn't opening right away, but mainly just because we're impatient about these things. And we've been waiting a long time, darn it. Especially for that Space 220 restaurant. We're normally very, very, very patient people, but not right now.
We were promised it was all going to be open this year. Sorry.
Well, that's why they're spreading out the celebrating for 18 months, so that some things will be opening, because not everything's going to be open right away in October. And
we'll just have to get that.
And interestingly, some of that stuff was going to start opening before this celebration originally. Yeah. So it doesn't really bother me too much, except for the stupid restaurant. Have I mentioned the restaurant? Because I feel like that should be open already.
I don't know why you're so upset. We're not going to be able to get into it anyway. I was
Well, we would have been if it had opened in 2019 like it's supposed to.
It's gonna be harder to get into than Club 33.
I've been to Disney World 3 times in the last 12 months. I could have definitely been there. Anyway,
well, sorry.
Well,
I was just gonna ask: does anyone want to make a guess on how quickly the Star Wars Hotel sells out when it opens up? You better call your travel agent and get on a list now.
Oh, well, the first one, and I do think that they'll roll it out in tiers like they do Disney Cruise Line. So yeah, you're gonna have to be like Platinum Cruise in order to, which will be interesting because they are billing it as sort of a cruise product. I mean, not Disney Cruise Line, but a cruise type product where you board and you're on it for 2 days. You can't just jump off because you're, you know, in space. And so I wonder if they'll tier it the way they tier Disney.
You wonder if they'll give DCL people
I wonder if they will. Be interesting. I mean, it's kind of a natural tie-in, but it may just be annual pass holders and, you know, it might be Golden Oaks folks and Disney Visa part. I mean,
can't they just like pull up all the times that you've been to the resort and whoever, that's how they should go.
If they go off
a loyalty bill.
That doesn't make you get on first in line, Lindsay.
I'm just saying that if that's how the loyalty program works for DCL, is how many times you've been there, should be the same.
There's so many years where tickets weren't named, right? Where you didn't know who it was. So yeah. some of my old visits didn't count at all because I'm that old. All right, well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of outlandertravel.com, iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Sandy, George, Lindsay, and myself, Elizabeth, thanks for joining us this week. Gotta fly.